Ganj is this, and Kunj is this. Good? Then Kunj Kav means corner digger. It's a term used for curiosity and the people who don't give up. If you want to say, oh, this child is very curious, you will say, Khali Kunj Kav. So, curiosity is good or bad? Of course it is good, because if you don't dig the corners, you expect the treasure to be center.
Give me a break.
So you should be curious, but it's very dangerous, because that curiosity could break you down. And both happened at the same time. Remember the grandma, Eve. Eve was the curious one. Right? So he got the apple. What happened after the apple? They eat the apple? They were kicked out of the paradise. That's why we are in here. So curiosity is good or bad? Don't dare to say good or bad. It's good and bad. We are kicked out of the paradise. What? Ah, there is something else. What is the paradise for you? Paradise is your life. Aren't you happy? One poor thing. I'm helping her. I'm not. It looks like torture, but it's not. What is paradise? Paradise is a state of quietness, peacefulness. And if you're somewhere that knows you, tells you something to do and you have no duties and thing, is paradise. Paradise actually is when you can do whatever you want and there is no consequences for that. Eliminating the duties will make the place paradise. Right?
No.
For a stupid people. Because they want their life to be wasted. Aha. Now tell me, in a life full of duties and hardship, how could it be a paradise? Very good fellow. Aha. You know why you don't like the duties? Because you're lazy and you don't want to do the job. If you love the job, like the duties, and I know someone who is happy with the duties. That someone is doing the duties to the best. He's trying the best, so why should he worry? That's the difference between two different goals in this universe. We say, oh, there are these people, curious one, that imagination will trap everything, because when they're digging in the corners, what are they thinking? Could you explain it to me? The fellow who starts at the center digging, I said, okay, there is a hidden treasure. You start at the center. What do you think? You hope that it is obvious and it is at the center, and you hope that it's easy, and you hope that you will find it. Then if not, you will dig the corners to do what? Find it. You see, you will tell this story in different ways. And it's always you and you. A clever fellow, when it wants to dig, will think, oh, where did my beloved put it? So he doesn't look at the center of the corner. The first, maybe will be this one. Because I'm not thinking about me finding it. I'm thinking about beloved leading me towards it. Because the treasure is hidden in a very special way. What is the difference between the treasure that we are talking about and the treasure you hid in your little garden? There is a major difference. Don't say anything. I love it when running. Why me and why that? What is the difference?
First treasure, you might find it, or you might not find it. The second treasure, it wants to be found.
The treasure you hide, your main thing is to hide it, not to be found. The treasure we're talking about is hidden to be found. It's a major difference. When they say treasure, you think that something they don't want you to find it. This is the treasure that wants to be found and is helping you. If you don't count on its help, what happened to you? You're silly. If you wait for it to happen because beloved ones, and you don't do whatever you need to do, then who are you? Lazy fellow who found an excuse to skip this. Because it's not in my hand. This is that complication that we are trying to declare. I hope it made sense, all the talking tonight. Because this is what it is. This is the essence of this teaching, that we talk about the other part and we somehow will say, this is not it, this is not it. But do not think that it's that simple, that this is not that is. Both are there, but we talk about the part that you always miss. We don't talk about the part that you always do. So you usually use your wit, your wisdom, and you try. That's good, but remember, that's not enough. There is the other part that for us is even more important than all the effort you do. But they go hand in hand, not fighting. That was hand in hand that started everything. And I talked about that imagination would made him ridiculous. Ridiculous is the cow beard. Don't ask me how. It's a little bit difficult. We should go to old Egypt and we should learn about that stupid beard that the Pharaoh will add to his face to give him dignity without having the beard. That's why a lady could be Pharaoh with the beard. And all that, then come to the cow, which is the ego, and the cow that has a special place in Moses' story, because when, after crossing the sea, when they're bored and they're impatient of Moses to come back, they build a cow, a golden one, and the magic is there because this, your friend, invisible friend, the Satan, was following Moses and thinking that, okay, he's walking and he's listening. So Gabriel is talking to him. Let's see how he's walking. He's leaning towards the right. He said, okay, the Gabriel is walking on his right hand side. So grab a little bit of dirt that Gabriel walked upon. You know that this is good. Hit it. When the golden cow was finished, he dropped his little earth in the mouth of the cow. Therefore, cow could speak. That's the magic of Gabriel, right? Gabriel is the angel of knowledge. So a piece of knowledge jumped out of this, the mouth of the cow, and everyone said, oh, holy cow! That's how it happens. This is how it happens. All the stupid ones who are following the holy cow, they follow it because of some sentences, something which is coming out of the mouth of the cow is the ego. Because a fellow with a lot of self-confidence will go up and they say, oh, I found it. And everybody's happy because he found it. That's how it happens. You say, Then I talked about this cow. What is this stupid cow that you want to follow? Why, for a leader, you're looking at an ego, a big one.